We've been looking at Psalm 145. I invite you to come back into it again with me this morning. A great psalm of praise, and giving us reasons to praise. Praise God for his character. Praise God for his might. Praise God for his kingdom. We're going to think today about praising God for his preservation of our lives. And we're really asking, what is it like for you and for me to live in a world which has God as its king? So this is part of God's kingdom, this world, which has God as its king, a good king, and a mighty king, as the Psalms already explained to us very richly and fully. What's it like to live with God as king? And we're going to look at the verses there. I'll just read them. But let's read them together. So let's all just join in and read these words. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Well, I'm going to tell you some things that I can say today, just like I could tell you my story that I did there with a piece of wool and the scissors that haven't cut the wool yet. I'm going to tell you some things I can say about my life, and maybe you, in fact, I'm pretty sure you can say them yourself as well. I'm going to do so on the basis of these verses up there, and let's just travel through the verses. We're not going to start at 13, we're going to start at 15, in fact, and let's just see some of the things we can say, because often we miss the marvel and wonder of life and of our lives just because we kind of have our heads down every day and miss what a marvel it is. But I can say, first of all, this morning, I am here. Can you say that? No? I can say that I am here. I am alive. I am, you've got your own age, I am 58 years old. Whatever I have needed to bring me through life to this day, I have had. Can you say that? Whatever I have needed to bring me through life right up to this day, I've had it. Have you had it? Yes, you have. For my 58 years, or however many years you have, I've had all that I needed to keep me alive. And when I think about that, I can see it is a very, very large amount indeed. If I was just to bring in all the potatoes I've eaten, just be a pretty big pile. All the pints of milk, all the eggs, all the cheese, now that would be a lot. If I was to bring in all the things that I have had over my 58 years, it would be a lot. And I mean a lot of other things as well. And you'd be the same. I had my breakfast this morning. You can say that. I had my meals yesterday. I've had the meals I needed to get through this week, this month so far, this year so far, my life so far. That's a lot of food. Whenever I needed food and I looked for it, I found it. Verse 15. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. Whether I looked to God for my daily bread or I did not, I still had it in his mercy. I am here today because I have always had the food and water and nourishment that I needed for life. I had my daily bread. I'm here today because the words of Jesus are true, where he said in Matthew 6, Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Yes. So I come here this morning with you to sing this psalm and to read this psalm and to think about this psalm. And first of all, I can say God has kept me alive to this day. And as the psalm says, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. What else can I say? Well, there'll be many other things that I have needed and that I have desired to keep me alive. I've had all the water I needed. I've had all the warmth I needed. I've had all the care that I've needed, the protection, the health care. Nothing that I needed for my life has been withheld from me to this day. So verse 16, you open your hand and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. Whether I at the time stopped to think about God's hand being in it or not, I had my desires for life satisfied. And I'm here today because of that. And so are you. And so the psalm of praise wants to praise God for that. Verse 2, every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. What else can I say? Well, my path to this point in my life has not been an even path or an easy path at times. There have been times I felt like the path of my life would go on forever, just like I was at the time. There have been times when I have looked at people around me who were having problems and I wondered what was wrong with them. To my shame, I admit that. Why could they not be like me, I thought? Healthy and fit and moving forward. But I didn't go on forever like that. I have had falls. I have fallen down and I have hit the ground very hard. I've fallen on hard times. I've fallen into bad company. I have fallen into sin. I have fallen from good ways I have been in. I have fallen. And yet, I have been able to carry on. I have fallen and there has been help to get me on the road again. Now, I'm speaking about myself, but remember, think about yourself. Can you say these things? Yes, you can. I have always had the help to this day to keep me on the road, even when I have fallen. I've fallen and I've found new resolve, new strength to go on. I've followed and others picked me up and they helped me until I could walk for myself again. I have fallen and I've had help even when I did not deserve it. Verse 14, the Lord upholds all those who fall. I may not have recognized God's hand at the time. I may not have thanked him for it. But again and again and again, when I have fallen, I have been upheld. Jesus has picked me up and set me on my feet again and got me going forward again. In the words of this psalm of praise, verse 5, I will meditate on your wonderful works. Verse 6, I will proclaim your great deeds. What else can I say? Well, I'm here today, but there have been times I felt I just couldn't be here. I'm here, but there were times when I was overwhelmed, overstretched. I took on too much, and my pride stopped me from asking for help. I faced situations that I was not prepared for, and I did not have the strength to deal with. Can you say that about yourself? I can. I was overwhelmed with sorrow. I was defeated by failure. I felt worthless. I felt so ashamed. I felt unlovable. Perhaps you can add things. Perhaps you've suffered from depression. Perhaps you've even thought about taking your own life. but you're here today. You have come through these times. And even if you're in one of those times now, God is taking you through it. Praise his name. There was always someone there, I can say, to come alongside, to help me, to lift me up. Verse 14. The Lord lifts up all who are bowed down. And I am here today because I've got past all these times when I was bowed down. And even if I've forgotten how bad they were, because we do, and even if we didn't even really recognize when we got out of them, we did. We did get out. And even if we didn't recognize God's good hand in it, he was there. And he was delivering me and you. And he lifted us up when we were bowed down. And so the psalm is a psalm of praise. A psalm, verse 7, in which we say that we will celebrate God's abundant goodness and joyfully sing of his righteousness. What more can I say? What more can you say? I'm here today even although there have been times when I thought everything was against me. No one liked me. The world was a cruel place. I'm here today even though there have been times I have been engulfed by self-pity. I'm here even though I have questioned why God did things and how he could possibly be good. But as verse 13 says, he is loving towards all he has made. And even although I may not have at times recognized the love of God at all towards his world and towards me, I'm still here today. Even though I may not have accepted the truth of the gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I may not have recognized that, but God has still faithfully shown his love to me. I'm here today, and I am loved by God. Can you say that? And so the psalm is a psalm of praise. Verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all that he has made. Hallelujah. I am here today. You can say that. I am here today because promises have been kept. Others have kept promises on my behalf, perhaps to do with my baptism or my marriage, or promises to serve king or queen or country, oaths to act to preserve life in a medical setting. People have kept their promises. And I'm here today because of that. And even if sometimes promises have been broken, and even if I have broken the promises I myself have made when people depended on me and I let them down, still, I'm here today because the Lord is faithful to all his promises. Verse 13. I'm here today because nature has not broken her promises. Nature has promised laws that would be kept, just as well she has. That the sun would set and rise again. That I would not suddenly find myself just floating off into space, or spontaneously combusting, or find my blood boiling at room temperature, or whatever the laws of nature say won't happen. I am here today because the promises of nature have been kept, and the promises of nature are God's promises, because he made those promises, wrote those laws. I'm here today even if I did not recognize that the laws of nature which keep me alive moment by moment are the promises of God, preserved for as long as his purpose is, for the age we're living in to remain. I'm here today because God promised, first of all to Noah, Never again will I curse the earth because of humans. Even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Genesis 8. And so I am here today, and I have been preserved by God right up to this day, because the Lord is faithful to all his promises. And so the psalm of praise gives voice to how I respond to God and how you respond to God because of all he's done for us. Verse 13, your kingdom, God, is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures through all generations. God is the eternal God, the God of truth. He makes promises and he keeps them. And I am here today as a person to whom God has made promises. Now think about that. Why does God even make promises? Why would he make promises to you? Why would he? But he does. In his grace and in his love. Why would he bother? But he does. He really does. And the greatness of God's kingdom is shown in many ways, but one of the ways is it's shown in how the king is willing to stoop down to his subjects to lift them up, to care for them, to provide for them, and to show his love and to make promises that he will keep to us. I'm a person in a nation. And God promised that he would send his servant to bless the nations. And he kept his promise. And he sent his servant, Jesus Christ. Jesus in this world promised that he would give his life as a ransom for many. And he did. God promised that he would raise Jesus from the dead. And he kept his promise. Jesus promised he would send his Holy Spirit to the world, and he sent him. God promised the good news of Jesus, that it would be preached in all the world, and it has reached us here, far, far away from where Jesus walked the world, because the Lord is faithful to all his promises. God has promised, in the words of John chapter 1, there's a great promise to all who receive Jesus, to those who believe in his name. God gives the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, not of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. God is faithful to this promise that he has made. And I'm here today because in God's mercy and grace, I was able to receive Jesus Christ. And I have become not just a subject of the King, but a child of my Heavenly Father. Because God keeps his promise. Can you say that today? Can you say hallelujah, praise to God, because he has kept his promises to me. And he has kept his gospel promises to me. The promises that make me a child of God this morning. God has promised through Jesus life. Jesus said to Martha, just before he raised up Lazarus from the dead, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, he who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Jesus asked. Do you believe this? Do I believe this? Yes. I'm here today because I do believe that. I wouldn't be standing here if I didn't. But I'm here today because I do believe. I believe God has been faithful to his promises. that Jesus really is the resurrection and life, because everywhere around Jesus there is life. You see Jesus come to things that are shriveled and things that are withered and things that are dying and things that are broken and things that are destroyed, and he makes them come alive. He restores. He resuscitates. He revives. He resurrects. Jesus is life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm here today. I have not died because Jesus, the Son of God, keeps his promises. He is faithful to his promises. Not just to give me daily bread, to lift me up when I fell down, when I was in need of help, to hold me when I was bowed down. He has provided all the desires I have for life, provided for them, not just because of that, but I'm here today because Jesus means that I will never die. Whenever the time comes for those scissors to cut the end of my life, they can't cut my life. They can't stop life. Because the promise of Jesus means that life just goes on forever and ever and ever. You notice that William was still holding a ball of wool at the end. Maybe that was me hoping that I've got a wee bit to go yet. But honestly, the ball is infinitely large. Life goes on and on with God forever. Even if we physically die, it goes on. If Jesus returns and we're just changed, we are changed, it goes on. But life goes on. We live life in his favor. We live forever because of the promises of God. And even if we die now and think we've not lived very long, or think life was too short for us, if we have believed this promise of Jesus, then actually it just means we've got longer to live in a better place. In fact, it's a good thing, because life gets very, very, very much better when we go to be with Jesus, wherever he is, whether he is in heaven or whether later he is in the new creation. And it goes on with the eternal God forever. And so this psalm is a psalm of praise. Can you say all these things for yourself as well? That you are here today because God is faithful to his promises and loving towards all he has made. These are great words just to use even as a grace before you say a meal. Great words to use last thing at night. Great words to use in the morning. Great words to have in your heart, because God has kept you and me alive to this very day. We are here today because of his faithfulness to his word. Now, are you trusting him for tomorrow and the future and forever through Jesus Christ? He's inviting you and me to do that. He is faithful to his promise to make children out of us and to give us life that will live last forever with Jesus. Amen. Let's pray together for a moment. Lord, we thank you for your word. It's amazing to read these things, to sing these things, to be excited about these things. Forgive us, Lord, that we often lose sight of how privileged we are and what a marvel it is that we are still alive. But help us, Lord, not to look back simply with gratitude, but to look forward in faith in the God who keeps his, to the God who keeps his promises, the God who does not lie, the God who gives life that lasts forever through Jesus. So, Lord, we pray then that you'll continue with us now for his sake. Amen.